Diplomacy still on the table. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. The White House remains open to a diplomatic solution to avoid a Russian invasion of Ukraine, but the administration is looking at other options. President Biden is meeting with his national security team today.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says even though Russian tanks have not yet crossed into Ukraine, cyber attacks and other actions against Ukraine would provoke a response. On CBS Face the Nation, Blinken said cyber breaches are being assessed.
And we've worked closely with Ukraine to ward them off, to get back up and running. We've now made an attribution to Russia for those cyber attacks. We're looking closely at the response that may call for.
Blinken and Vice President Harris returned from Germany today to be part of a national security meeting on the Ukraine crisis.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Vice President Kamala Harris is on her way back to Washington after completing a second day of meetings in Munich with European diplomats. She told reporters NATO members are unified and ready to impose sanctions on Russia if it invades.
Our position is for us very clear, which is as a leader, which we have been, bringing together the allies.
The vice president also cautioned that Americans could feel an impact should Russia invade, including energy costs. The streets of Ottawa are quiet after police in riot gear cleared protesters and trucks that had occupied the area for over 3 weeks.
They started moving in on Friday, pushing crowds back. Things got a little more tense yesterday as they moved in. The police said they were assaulted by protesters. Protesters claimed, in their words, police had brutalized them. By American standards in terms of crowd control and protests, I would argue that it was actually quite a tame operation.
Fox's Grady Trimble. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The trial resumes Monday for three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights.
Two of three former Minneapolis police officers, Tu Tao and J. Alexander King, told jurors last week that they did what they were trained to do, deferring to their superior, the now convicted Derek Chauvin, during George Floyd's arrest in 2020. Tao is saying his role was to control traffic and onlookers. A use of force expert also testified that MPD's training to intervene was inadequate. Tao, King, and Thomas Lane are charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights and face state criminal charges in Minneapolis later this summer. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A North Carolina sheriff's deputy is hospitalized in stable condition after he was shot while attempting a traffic stop yesterday. Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden says the suspect opened fire when the deputy approached the vehicle.
This is the type of world that we live in. Just had a conversation with the White House and some other sheriffs about the violence that's in our cities each and every day.
The suspect was also shot, taken to a hospital for treatment. Israel announced today it will allow unvaccinated tourists to enter the country beginning next month as the latest wave of the coronavirus recedes. Both vaccinated and unvaccinated will be required to take PCR COVID tests before their flights and upon landing. The Daytona 500, one of NASCAR's biggest races, underway. NASCAR driver Corey LaJoie talked with Fox and Friends earlier about the race.
You know, Daytona isn't really physically abusive, it's mentally, right? So it's essentially you're playing chess with a 3,600-pound race car for 4 hours, and you're trying to position your yourself in the right time, and you're trying to also keep your car straight, because the only way you can win this thing is if you're straight there at the end when the white flag waves.
LaJoy is driving the number 7 car for Spire Motorsports. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.